The Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, here we are. It's Reformation Sunday, otherwise known in some circles as Lutheran Pridefulness Day. Now, we Lutherans generally tend to be a rather humble bunch. We keep quiet about our amazing work in disaster response. We say little about our multi-million dollar fundraising campaigns to end hunger here and around the world. Frankly, many of us don't even know that our own denomination's social ministry organizations serve 1 out of 50 Americans in any given year, or that since Lutheran World Relief was founded, it has distributed over 28 million quilts around the world, some of which were made by you. Yep, we Lutherans are pretty quiet about who we are and what we do. Sometimes we don't even tell people we go to church. But then Reformation Sunday comes around and we get a little flashy. The red paraments and vestments, which are hardly ever used, dress the chancel and the pastor. "A mighty fortress is our God" is sung with gusto. Woohoo! Lest we get too caught up in the festivities and miss the point of it all, we should make sure we understand what we're celebrating on this Reformation Sunday or any Reformation Sunday, past or still to come. Reformation Sunday is not about our denomination or our heritage or the good work we are doing here and around the world. It's not about a man named Martin Luther or the other reformers of his time, like Philip Melanchthon and Johannes Bugenhagen. Reformation Sunday is not even about the significant historical event it was and the impact it had both on Christ's church and on society. Today, and every day we gather together as a community of faith around word and sacrament to be forgiven and fed and blessed and loved, it's about God and what God has done for us through Christ Jesus. Now, we have different ways of describing what that is based on different images we hear in the scriptures. Sometimes we talk about being claimed as a child of God, or drowned to sin and raised to new life. Sometimes we talk about being healed and made whole, or being a sheep of Christ's flock, or a part of our Lord's body on earth, the church. 2 weeks ago, we lifted up the image of Christ the vine and how we are the branches called to bear fruit. Our reading from the Gospel of John today uses yet another way to talk about what God in Christ has done for us, the language of freedom. "Then Jesus said, 'You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed.'" Whether we are born here or immigrated here, today's verses from John about freedom and slavery can be challenging for us Americans to make sense of. We live in a nation built on a declaration of independence and the principle of freedom. Freedom from tyranny, freedom of religion, freedom of speech and of the press and of peaceful assembly. It took us a long time, way too long, to ensure that those freedoms applied to all people, no matter our race, color, gender, or creed. And of course, there's still much work for us to do. But we Americans are free in fundamental ways. Free to learn, to choose a career path, to decide where we want to live, whether we worship God, whom we spend our time with, if and how we vote, what we do with our money. So what do you mean by this, we will be made free thing, Jesus, we might ask? It's pretty much the same question the Jews with whom Jesus is speaking ask him. When Jesus says they will be made free, they dispute that they have ever been or are now slaves, which is quite ironic given the history of the Jewish people. They've actually been slaves of the Egyptians, the Assyrians, and the Persians, and are now subjects of Rome. But Jesus isn't really talking about political slavery here. He's talking about something different, something fundamental to being human, innate to being born children of a fallen humanity. This constant battle we are in with sin. Sin ensnares us, binds us up. We are captive to it, as the words of confession we spoke at the beginning of our worship today put it. Sin is not a concept we like to talk about too much in real life. Our culture is made up of people, us included, who are told from a very young age that we should think positively about ourselves. We should be affirming, celebrate who we are, give ourselves the benefit of the doubt always. But sin permeates every aspect of our lives, whether we want to admit it or not, whether we use that word or not. Sin is what drives us to seek security in things or money or status. It's what makes us selfish and unforgiving and spiteful. Sin leads us to have the wrong priorities, to crave power, control, to hold a grudge, fear change, self-medicate, take our health for granted, fail to give other people the benefit of the doubt, hold on tightly to our possessions, lie, steal, gossip, bully, envy, judge, exclude, hate. Did that list include something you might possibly be guilty of? Maybe at least one thing? Of course, we're human, stuck in the muck of sin. And the reality is we can't free ourselves from the mess. We can't fix ourselves, earn our forgiveness, work our way to God, make ourselves righteous, or release ourselves from the trap we are in. But we don't have to. That's the good news we celebrate this Reformation Day and every day. The good news the church of the 16th century had kind of lost sight of. The good news Martin Luther recovered and reclaimed and insisted that the church should be shouting from the rooftops. It's the good news passed down over the generations since to us beloved baptized children of God, to us Lutherans, and to all our brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever denominational name they go by. The Son has come to make us free, justified by God's grace, loved, forgiven, blessed, fed over and over again as often as we need it, which is all the time. Given new chances, fresh starts, the certain promise that God is always there waiting for us, no matter how many times we mess up or turn away. So thanks be to God this Reformation Sunday. For a monk named Martin Luther, for red paraments and historic hymns, for the Holy Spirit's continuing work of reformation and renewal in our lives and in the church. But most of all, thanks be to God for his Son, Jesus Christ, who makes us free indeed.